Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ahalas, Perik Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Arubois zu al gav zu. We have two floors in this house, and we have a set of windows. Not just the window in the wall to see what's doing outside, whether it's snowing or not, but an aruba. Aruba, of course, is an opening in the ceiling. The first aruba is downstairs. It's between the first and the second floor. And right on top of that, on the same line, is an aruba in the roof of the house. In other words, see the top of the second floor and the roof. So it's aruba zu al gavzu. This also means that if you're standing downstairs, you can look up and see the shemayim. You don't just have to look out of the window to see if it's raining. You can stand there and feel if it's raining. Because if it's raining, it's going to rain on you. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter v'yesh behin pesach tefach. And there's an area of at least a tefach by a tefach in each of the two aruvas. So here's the din. If toma, there is toma babayes underneath the roof, meaning to say not underneath the aruva, but let's say there is toma on the floor of the house, so keneged aruva is tar. Any keli that is underneath the aruvais would be tar. They don't become tame because the roof of the house is not an oil over those keli. But a keli that is found underneath the roof of the house does become tame. Because here the roof is an oil over that keli and over the mace. And let me just ask you a question. Let's say there's tuma downstairs underneath the roof part. So you told me any keli that's in the line of the aruvais that see the sky would be tar. What about kalim upstairs under the roof? And the answer is, they also would not become tummy. Why doesn't the tumma come through the aruva that's in between the first floor and the second floor? And the answer is, because that aruva between the first floor and the second floor has another aruva on top of it, it doesn't work that way. Same would be true the other way around. Let's say the mace is upstairs, underneath the roof part. So kalim in the upstairs would become tame. But kalim in the line of the aruva would be tar, and downstairs kalim would be tar. So basically, if you have tuma underneath the roof, whether it's downstairs or upstairs, it's only metama, the kalim underneath a ceiling or a roof on that floor. Kalim in the path of the aruvas are tar. Let's go weiter now. If, says the Mishnah, tuma, the tuma in this house is keneged aruvais. The tuma is in the line of where these aruvais are. So habay is tar, the entire house is tar. All kalim that are found in this house will not become tame. Those downstairs under the ceiling and upstairs under the roof. Well, what about other kalim that are underneath the aruva? And the answer is tahar. They're still not underneath an aisle. So when the Mishnah says over here in our second case that if there's tuma, keneged aruvais, in the line of the aruvais, everything in this house is tar. We mean everything in this house. Under the ceiling downstairs, under the roof upstairs, and in the path of the aruva. Case number 3 in the Mishnah. Hatuma bein babayis, bein keneged aruvais. Whether the tuma is found in the house, under the ceiling or under the roof, or whether the tuma is found in the line of the aruvais. But what happened over here is, Nosan Dover Shu Mekabel Tuma, he took something which is Mekabel Tuma, and he sealed one of the aruvas with it. He put it over the opening in the roof, or the opening of the ceiling. Bain Milmailan, whether he put it on the aruva on top, Bain Milmatan, or whether he put it on the aruva underneath, the din is Hakol Tame, all the kalim in this house, and upstairs are Tame. So let's try to go step by step over here. Let's say he took something, which is Mekabel Tuma, and he put it on the top aruva, the one that goes from the second floor to the roof, and sealed it. So the entire house becomes an oil, and all the kalim inside become tame. But here's the bigger chiddush. Even if he took this thing, which is Mekabel Tuma, and he put it only on the lower aruva, between the first and the second floor, because it is something that is Mekabel Tuma, and Memela, something that is Mekabel Tuma, doesn't act as a chatzitza. It's not a cutoff to stop the Tuma in the house. So for all practical purposes, it is considered as if what he put on the lower aruva, halachically speaking, is the same as being on top. And memela, even kalim in the aliyah, would become tamei. So you're telling me now that if I blocked the lower aruva, and there's something tamei downstairs, so that tumah fills the hole downstairs, including the area under the aruva, because now it does have a roof. Something that is mekabel tumah will spread the tumah, but it won't block the tumah. So the tumah does spread downstairs. Now that it doesn't block the tumah, it's going to spread upstairs. But the Mishnah is telling us a greater chiddush here. The Mishnah is telling us that because this is something that is mekabel tumah, even though you put it on the lower aruva, it is as if it is on the top aruva, and memela, regardless of where the tumah is, whether it's downstairs or upstairs, everything in this house is going to become tamei. One more time. He blocks the aruva with something that is mekabel tumah, whether it's the upper one or even the lower one. Even if he blocked the lower one, I view it as if it's the upper one, and the middle of this whole house is underneath an oil. If there's tumah in this house, everything becomes tamei. There are different shittas here exactly how this works, but lemaisa, that's the din. Okay, so you're telling me that he blocked the aruva with something that is mekabel tumah. What happens if, says the Mishnah, Vayter, if he places on the aruva davar she'eina mekabel tumah, something that is not mekabel tumah? Which one? Anyone. Whether downstairs or upstairs. Oh, it's not mekabel tumah, it blocks the tumah. So therefore, we would say as follows. Wherever this is that you block the aruva, mimenu ulamatan tumah. From that block and underneath, the kelim that are underneath will become tamei. So if you put this on the lower aruva and the tumah is downstairs, the tumah stays downstairs. And that's it. Doesn't go upstairs. Mimenu lamailan tar. Again, if you block the lower aruva with something that is not mekabel tumah and there is tumah downstairs, kelim upstairs, throughout the entire upstairs, are good to go. They're tar. Because your keli that blocks the tumah acts as a chatzitza, as a cutoff. So the tumah should not go up. So chazing over our Mishnah, we have aruvais, one on top of the other. There's a lower aruva between the first floor and the second floor. And a higher aruva between the second floor and the roof of the house. And they're in the same line. If you're standing downstairs and you're looking up and it's raining, you will get wet. And the opening of the aruva is a tefach by a tefach. So if there is tumah in the house under one of the ceilings of the roof, but it's not underneath the aruva, it doesn't make a difference if that tumah is underneath or on top. Kalim that are in the line of the aruvas are going to stay tar. They have no oil on them. If the tumah is opposite the aruvais, it gets even better. Everything is tar. Kalim underneath the aruva, kalim underneath a ceiling or a roof, the tumah is not underneath an oil. Then the Mishnah told us that it really would make no difference whether the tumah is underneath the roof or opposite the windows. But if you went and you took something which is mekabel tumah, and you close any one of the aruvas with it, whether the upper one or the lower one, everything is tumah. Now the upper one is less of a chiddush because basically you can no longer see the sky. This is an oil, a closed oil. All kalim in this house will become tumah. The chiddush is even if you put this keli, which is mekabel tumah, on the lower aruva, because it's not a chasitza for tumah, being that it's a keli to be mekabel tumah, we view it as if it goes straight up to the top, and we still say everything in this house would become tumah. So even if the tumah is downstairs, but if you put this keli and close the downstairs aruva, the tumah will come through it and spread to anywhere on top. All the kelim upstairs will become tumah, because we view the closed aruva downstairs as if it's closed upstairs. How exactly this works, again, a different shatim. Some say it works through gid asik. Maybe you remember this in Masechta Sukkah, where sometimes if something is lower down, it's automatically considered as if it comes up higher. For example, by a sukkah. You can have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, and the schach can be much higher than that. As long as it's under 20 amos. If it's in the straight line, even though lemaisa there's airspace here, a bird, a plane can fly through, we consider it as if it comes straight up. Here, it's going to work l'chumra, because we're going to say the aruva downstairs is as if it's the Eruva upstairs, the covering to the Eruva downstairs is as if it's covering the Eruva upstairs. And the Nela, everything under this oil, is going to be Tameh, including the Kalim upstairs. That's if he blacked the downstairs Eruva with something that is Mekabel Tumah. What if he blacked it with something that's not Mekabel Tumah? Ah, that's not so bad. That at least acts as a cutoff. So let's say the Tumah is downstairs, and the downstairs Eruva is blocked with something that's not Mekabel Tumah. The Kalim upstairs will be Tahar, because this Kalim that's not Mekabel Tumah is a Chumrah for the downstairs. It's going to spread the Tumah downstairs. Even Kalim underneath the Eruva are going to become Tameh, but it's going to spare the upstairs, meaning that it's not Mekabel Tumah, it acts as a Chatzitza to block the Tumah. What about a Kalim upstairs that's Mamish on the Eruva? It's being held up by my block. Well, again, if the black is something that's not Mekabel Tumah, that Kali that's even sitting on the Eruva will also be Tar. Because if it blocks the Tumah, it blocks the Tumah from coming upstairs.